I can't wait to get sued by this band.
That or
we're... Welcome, welcome, welcome to the... hey, you know what it is. You know what time it is. The Bad Boys of Wrestling Podcast. Who am I here with today?
I'm DB.
And it's me, Sammy.
And it's me, Mickey. What's going on, fellas? Huh?
Deluge of rain yesterday.
Deluge. Let's get into the weather. This is the weather segment.
It was
there
intense.
Was a deluge of rain yesterday.
And
there
like was. As I was leaving, yeah. It was the coming down the hardest after we got off the phone. And there was a, had to have been half a foot puddle right in, only in the parking lot in front of only my driver door.
No.
And I'm like, how am I going to, like if I stepped in the puddle, it would have been up to my ankle easily. Yeah. Whole shoe gone.
Yeah.
So
that's
I,
a good
like,
band name.
Whole shoe gone. Playing in New Haven College Street Music Hall. So what I did was is I opened my front door.
Whole Shoe Gone plays Cafe Nine when they're in New Haven.
Oh, my bad, my bad.
But yeah.
They play the West Haven place.
That's too big.
Spaceland.
Oh, right. In Hamden. So what happens?
Lips Off opens for him.
Lips Off.
I open my car door, you know, and rain is now just pouring into my car. And I just go for it. I make the attempt. I like grab the inside. I can reach over, grab the right. inside of my car, clear the puddle. I get in. I am so soaked. Like my backpack is dripping wet. My yeah. my raincoat, everything. It was insane.
It's been a wet week for the Bad Boys universe, you know? We had that busted pipe.
Oh, that's right.
You fell in
right.
a puddle face first.
What happened at the juice box with the pipe? A deluge came out of the pipe?
It was Deluge City. I shit you not.
It was an honest mistake.
Honest mistake.
Nobody oh, could have right. seen it.
Fuck.
Was happening.
It canon or?
Yeah. No, it's all good. Let's try something this week.
Yeah, what do you want
let's
to try?
Let's not no-sell the shit out of everything everybody says.
That's stupid.
Well,
oh,
you,
was that no-selling?
You came in, what? Do you want to talk about what you came in
I,
hot?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah,
meteor?
I want to talk about everything. But just to for the listeners out there who don't, because this is, the conceit of the podcast is wrestling, that we're a podcast about wrestling,
that
but
is,
we're not really a podcast about wrestling. But let's just to give a little wrestling flavor... I can see Max no-selling the shit out of me.
I'm no-selling it right now if you can't see
it. What is... You can't... Was that a John Cena reference?
It wasn't, but now it is.
What is no-selling?
It's just the opposite of yes and. If you were, like, brought up a story and you're like, remember? And it was so fucking chill. And, like, you're crushing it podcast-wise. And I'm like, yeah, it actually wasn't that chill.
Right. No.
But
no
you're, like, crushing it on the podcast. And I'm like... Yeah, I remember that. That fucking sucked.
Right.
I'd be no selling you. Your
story. You'd be no selling.
But
my
like
story.
The example you used right before we started recording,
yeah.
you played me a song.
Yeah.
I said, I don't know what this song is. And then you accused me of no selling. But should I lie? Because how far could I take that lie?
No, I guess, but how can you not know the number one hit single?
What year did it come out? Maybe
Virginia.
I was in SLR or something.
1998.
I wasn't allowed to listen to music.
I don't know if it was the number one hit single, but it was definitely a radio hit.
Huge
so,
for
so,
Train.
Right.
On
so
Z100?
What's the, so, yeah, you know.
Wait,
yeah,
so
you know,
the actual definition of no-sell,
yeah.
wrestling term,
yeah.
is when it. Someone is not participating or reciprocating like in the match, right?
Right.
So if you go to clothesline them, they put no effort into it.
Right.
If you are like, if you drop kick them, they don't react. If you
right.
have them in a hold, they're not selling
right.
it.
And so the opposite of that, which is what I want to do,
selling it.
Selling. I want to sell.
Yeah,
right.
Oversell.
Oversell. So,
which
quick question.
Yeah.
Could oversell be just as bad as a undersell?
I 100% yes. No. I think so.
But when there's a wrestler named Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Mm-hmm. Who?
Stone Cold.
What?
Steve Austin.
What?
That's what you do when Stone Cold's talking. Or that's what he does when other people are talking?
No, that's what the WWE crowd does. And actually, last night on Raw, there was a sign that said, no more what chance.
Right, but specifically with him, there was like a what, you know, yes. What
it started
is,
in that era, I think, okay. The Attitude Era.
So, and Stone Cold's finisher was the Stunner, the Stone Cold Stunner.
Correct.
Which is, you know, a move that other people do contemporarily.
Explain the move.
Contemporary. One of his contemporaries, or no, not one of his contemporaries, a contemporary wrestler, Kevin Owens, does the Stunner as mm-hmm. one of his finishers.
Yeah.
And it's great. The move is, I don't know how to like explain it.
The kick wrestler, them in the nuts, right? The wrestler, and then you pull them down by their neck.
Right.
You kick them in the
nuts.
Or so, in the stomach.
So they bend over in pain.
Right.
And then when they're bent over, you pull them down into the ground, right?
You flip around. You turn around. You grab them by the neck over your shoulder.
And drop
to the floor. So, when Stone Cold did this move, it was, I mean... Like, is overselling this move bad? Because that was like the whole point.
That's a great question. Well, and in my opinion, no, because it's become traditional
right.
to oversell it.
Right, exactly.
And there are some other moves in wrestling that I can't think of them off the top of my head, but there are some other moves in wrestling that do that now.
Right.
But it actually started because The Rock mm-hmm. would sell Stone Cold Stunner so
like
good.
Crazy, right. There are some famous.
Yeah. And it was always, you know, they were always trying to just be as entertaining as possible.
Right.
And it was The Rock. So at that point, you were just, you know, waiting for Rock's ass to get stunned just to see how much he would oversell it.
Right.
Well, and the story I heard is that The Rock did it to try to make Stone Cold laugh on TV. Like try to make him break character.
The Rock was more. You might be confusing it. That could very well could be. I've always heard that The Rock would do whatever he could to make Undertaker break, because Undertaker like never was out of character.
Well, they're not mutually exclusive.
Right.
Right. But so when the Stunner happens, people like pop. You know, they hit the floor. But then they pop up with
like
straight
it's like
up.
You're like a human Mexican jumping bean,
right?
Or you're like a bowling pin, like rolling and coming back up and flipping,
right?
Like,
I don't think so. I think the move is so powerful that it actually sends shockwaves through the person's body and they can't even control themselves.
Similar to Cody's move,
Crossroads?
The Cody Cutter.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what's the one on the ropes? The Cutter?
The Cutter,
yeah.
Cutter.
Cody Cutter.
That is a sick move.
Yeah, well, no, I...
You don't like
don't
the Cody
like it
Cutter?
Because the
it
physics,
is a sick move, but the physics
sick
is
move,
weird.
The physics don't work. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
That's where you're drawing the line now?
He's jumping... Well, no. I mean, jumping off the top rope onto someone, physics work. Gravity. You know, you're landing on top of someone. But this is bouncing backwards towards you. And then, but the guy has to fly. It's not worth it. I can't explain it on air. But more recently, I think the best one was Theory.
Absolutely.
Got hit with it, right? By Stone Cold or by KO?
KO.
It wasn't Stone Cold.
I don't think we have seen Stone Cold make an appearance since we started watching.
But what? Right. But like.
I can't think of one time we saw Stone Cold come out since we started watching like last year.
Oh, well, I watched that WrestleMania.
There was the WrestleMania before we started watching.
And he hasn't come out since then?
No.
I mean, Raw 30 years of Raw, he didn't come out?
I have no memory of him coming out.
I'm going to look up last time he was on.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, whatever. Look it up. Austin Theory, Stunner. It's a good one. Anyway, so that's what I want. I want us to oversell the shit out of everything today. Or at the very least, know the song Meet Virginia by platinum artist Train.
Of course I know that sick song by Train, dude. Well, I love
you.
That song.
Thank you. Thank
Train,
you.
Train, I celebrate their whole catalog.
Virginia.
So, Meet Virginia.
Okay, right.
I love meat. Screw vegetarians. Right, yeah, of course, dude.
It's promoting the meat industry that comes out of Virginia.
Oh, interesting. So
their bigger hit was Drops of Jupiter.
That's their biggest hit.
Yeah,
that's
Meet Virginia was their first and got them in radio play and, and brought them attention. Yes. But then Drops of Jupiter just sent them to Jupiter.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I guess the last time KO was on was during that WrestleMania.
Stone Cold.
Stone Cold.
Right. I don't know. In this morning, I just got this song stuck in my head, Calling All Angels.
Yeah, because it's so catchy. Of course you got stuck in your head.
But you don't know what this
Wait,
song.
Is
yeah,
that, I do. That's Train?
So that's Train.
That's
so
Train.
I didn't know who it was. And when I found
you
out...
You knew who it was.
When I found out it was Train, I also didn't know, like, I couldn't think of any other
when
Train
songs. When you found
songs.
Out or when I told you, right?
Right.
Can I get a hell yeah?
Hell yeah, brother.
But it's so good. It's such a good song.
Yeah, unbelievable.
You're such a sucker for pop music.
Come on, dude. It's so fucking...
Well, it's in the same vein of I got stuck on this song recently, Lullaby.
Lullaby.
Rockabye.
Right,
rock-a-bye.
Right, exactly, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's called Lullaby.
That's it. You're a sucker for pop.
And it sounds like that. It's a lot like that. Like, mm-hmm. It's...
But better.
Lame. But hits so hard. Like there's something about it that catches
my dick.
It hits an itch. It hits an itch, you know?
Scratches my itch. Damn.
I can't listen to Drops of Jupiter anymore.
But Drops of Jupiter is their other song. That plays on satellite radio all the time. I hear that song. But like this song, I thought it was a big song. It's not even on his top 8. You know, on Apple Music, when you look at top songs.
Because Train has just hit after hit.
Well, I guess so. I would have called them a one-hit wonder.
Whoa.
Him. They're a band, but it's really just this one guy. He's the only still original member.
He's nothing without them.
And you should see the picture
of him. I wouldn't undersell the band,
dude. This guy.
No, I know. I know very well.
Train.
Look at this guy. He's cheesing. Check out his picture on Apple Music.
Yeah, hell yeah. He's handsome, right?
So he's the only guy left in Train?
Yeah. I mean, well, just like the only original member, because I think it is, it's him, you know?
Curse of the Train.
Whatever. I don't know. But then they have this other song that I hate so much, Hey Soul Sister.
Horrible.
Which, like, when it comes on, I can't even believe that this is a song. And it also doesn't... And then when I see it on satellite radio, and it's paired with the band name Train, because Train also sounds like an alternative, like, sort of edgy band.
What's KG's band?
Trainwreck.
Your nose element?
But also, the like, all their album covers, like... And the font that they use for the name of their band, Train, it's like it makes them look like the Smashing Pumpkins or like
I like Smashing Pumpkins.
Yeah, but like some like cool edgy band, but they're the poppiest, gayest, Hey Soul Sister. I always think
corn.
Also is a Jason Mraz
Corny.
Song. How could it not be?
Right,
but it's not. It's Train.
Pretty similar though. If Jason Mraz, released it,
like,
no one would.
Isn't Hey Soul Sister
like a Train album looks like?
Yeah. The French song where it's like, "Do you want to go to bed with me?"
No, that's Moulin Rouge.
How's that go? But it's not like
Voulez-vous coucher.
Yeah, but right before that, it's not like sister. Hey Sister, Soul Sister.
Oh yeah. No, but we're talking about Hey Soul.
Oh,
but
damn. Mickey, oh, that's not Jack Johnson?
Right, exactly.
Remember Jack Johnson?
Right, it's this band Train. That's what I'm saying. But this song Calling All Angels, this is a music podcast, by the way.
You know what?
It's a Ranch super fan podcast.
Speaking of angels, you know what angels song I like better?
Play this game, dude.
Yeah.
Is She Talks to Angels by the Black Crowes.
How does that one go? Sing it for us.
She talks to angels. They call her by her name. You know that one?
I don't know that one.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
Black
of course.
Wait, they call... They, she talks to angels. They call her by her name. That's not Calling All Angels?
No, that's how similar they are.
Wow.
But you should,
know that song, Sam.
All right, but you guys... No, I don't know.
You should definitely check out...
oh, shit. Yeah, that song.
Black Crowes. They have
Black Crowes.
So many good songs.
I,
and they're in this weird gray area of, like, they're rocking, great, like they have great rock and roll songs.
Yeah.
And like I would say She Talks to Angels is maybe that's the chorus. Maybe it's not the name of the song. I'm pretty sure it is. It's a ballad. It's very much a pop song, but they just get a pass because they're pretty rocking.
Is this Chris Robinson's band?
Yes, that's what I was about to ask.
I used to have a couple of their albums when I was a kid.
Well, we saw them like a million times at fests, I feel like. I hate them. I'm pretty sure. It's just like two guys, right?
They're two brothers.
We saw Chris Robinson perform with Phil and Friends a bunch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That too.
He's a great performer. Great singer.
And he's married to Penny Lane.
Black Rose. Right, Kate Hudson. Yeah, I just don't, like, I just remember, I can't remember what we were lining up for at some festival. I think it was Rothbury, and I think Trey was playing.
Roth 30, did you say?
No, Rothbury, Roth 30. And Trey was playing, it was while Fish was broken up.
Mm.
Okay.
Darkest timeline.
And Mike Gordon was playing at like another stage same day.
Controversial.
But
to say the least.
But Trey played. So I think it was this. Or it was probably actually we were like lining up for the Dead or some Dead act. But I think it was this Trey thing. Anyway. The Black Crowes were playing before Trey, so and we were at the front of the stage to get to be because we wanted to be there for Trey,
right?
But so I'm standing at the front of the sit like on the rail for Black Crowes, and I'm just like miserable. I was just like,
I hope this set ends soon.
Right?
I
remember that set. I thought it was sick.
Do you guys have a favorite front row moment?
Well, this is a pretty good one. So Trey comes out. There's a guy also by the front with a giant Fish flag.
Oh,
this is it, right? And Trey comes out.
Mick, you were there.
No, but I heard the tale.
I was there.
No.
Legendary.
I think you were at this Rothbury.
I don't think I ever went to Rothbury.
Really?
I don't know.
I never went
to Langerado. I know that
but,
much.
Well, I was in Boulder and I came out with Styx from the West Coast. And I remember at the very least, Duker and Jonah drove out from New York and like we met at Rothbury in Michigan.
I think you were there. I think I was on the car ride with them.
Yeah.
I have a good story of that.
But you didn't go to Rothbury? You were just in the car.
Well, I don't remember going to Rothbury, but when you said, I remember specifically I drove out to the festival with the two of them.
Right. So anyway, I mean, it could have been another festival.
I don't think so.
But I'm up there with Styx because I'm not a Fish super fan, but I'm up there. Trey comes out. He does some tab stuff, whatever, Tyrannosaurio band. And
backwards down
and
the
then,
number line.
Exactly. So
great
then.
Song.
He at the end of the set or towards the end in the middle of the set whatever towards the end of the set he's like, hey, like let me bring a couple friends out.
No,
with a PH
to play some new songs we've been working on.
No,
so this is right. So like Fish is broken up right now. And Mike Gordon and Fishman come out. Paige wasn't there, but Fishman was there too. So Mike Gordon. Or maybe just Mike Gordon. Anyway, Mike Gordon and Fishman come out and they play Alaska and Backwards Down the Number Line, which are two songs from
I knew
their
it was Alaska.
Upcoming.
That was the other song I'm
right,
always going
right,
to sing.
Right.
Wow. And, so you saw them like premiere this, those songs or at least like.
Yeah.
Premiere these songs.
Yeah. Premiere these songs.
Wow.
Everyone. And this guy with the Fish flag, he's at the front of the stage. He's weeping. You know, just like
it's like
full,
a huge flag, like what they have at car dealerships.
Right, like, right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And he's got it. And
he's like fighting
like
the wind.
Waving it in the wind. Waving
he's,
it in
he's
the wind.
He's creating
like,
wind by moving the flag.
Weeping. And this, you know, like Fish is back together. You know, like
wow.
This is it.
What
and
a then, religious moment.
Right, and then right after, I think like Mike Gordon said or something, or Fishman said, and like they join them there. Not Trey, I think, but like Mike Gordon and Fishman play a set. Anyway,
I remember being there. Wasn't that
Black
special?
Black Crowes suck. Thanks for no selling life.
Well, Black Crowes suck is no selling.
No, I fucking hate.
My favorite front row experience was I was 14 or 15. I was at Warped Tour, and me and KG. fought through a whole set.
Yeah.
So it was a band before NOFX, and we just pushed through the whole. We didn't even care who was on.
Yeah, yeah.
We were just pushing through the whole set, and we got front row for NOFX.
Wow.
Like right at the guardrail.
Yeah.
And some huge dude like protected us the whole time, which was awesome. But so we got front, like the band we were working through ended. And at Warped Tour, the main two stages, there's multiple stages, but there's two main stages.
Yeah.
The bands alternate. And so that band ended. Then the following band was playing on the stage next to us, and it was New Found Glory. And that was not a good result. Everyone waiting for NOFX just started booing New Found Glory.
They're not the same thing?
And flipping out on New Found Glory. After every song, they would just be booing. And then like the New Found Glory fans were there trying to cheer, and it was just this really, really
What's
awkward.
A New Found Glory song?
So the funny part, I guess the interesting part is there was one New Found Glory song I love, which is called My Friends Over You.
Yeah.
And they played it, and I just like, my friends over dinner. I secretly loved that song and just kept my mouth shut, but was like totally digging it while they were playing it.
Hell yeah.
And then NOFX came out and gave the audience a ton of shit for booing.
Sure. I'm glad you said that.
Yeah, booing New Found Glory so hard.
I heard they suck live.
Great album.
what they open with them?
Oh, I don't remember.
I'm more of an Armor for Sleep guy.
I was
front and center at all their shows.
New Jersey's own emo band.
I was like middle center because I was so into it. I wanted to be perfect sound, and that the sound isn't great at the front. It's better like.
I was plugged directly into the soundboard, so I had headphones on.
Whoa!
So I got the best of all three worlds.
Oh, Mickey, getting back into it. I saw the clip you were talking about.
What clip?
Where Kenny Omega does a 5-star match against a 9-year-old girl. It is amazing to see. Like that he, A, did not hurt this girl at all.
Yeah.
And how he was selling. And this is in Japan. You know, he's a hero of New Japan. Now he's in AEW.
Kenny Omega.
Yeah. Okay. And he's a great wrestler. Great wrestler. Kurt Angle sings his praises all the time.
Mm, yeah, but he's high as shit.
And
Perk Angle.
He literally, you guys got to look up the clip. It's unbelievable. He wrestles a 9-year-old girl, and you are right. Like when he threw her into the turnbuckle, it looked rough. Like, but she was with it. And then he does this one move. He does a backbreaker on her. And it was great. It looked so good, and it was done really well. And then,
you gotta watch it.
Yeah, and then like he gets her up, and she like puts her legs around his head or whatever.
Yeah,
and they start spinning, and then she turns it into like a hurricanrana,
which
is like where you throw them with your legs. And Kenny Omega sells it. It's totally worth it.
What was the kayfabe reason for them fighting? Kenny Omega fighting a 9-year-old girl and having her wrap her legs around his face?
I don't know the kayfabe reason.
Sell it, dude.
She was claiming
paternity
that he...
Spew?
Right, exactly. She was claiming that he was... her dad.
Yeah.
And he's like, no way, I'm your dad.
Yeah, no way.
If I was, you'd beat me in the match right now. You'd beat me in the ring right now, the squared circle. Get in the squared circle with me right now, little girl.
Oh, it ended in a draw, I believe.
Oh, really? I wanted to let the Bad Boys universe see the result. But yeah, it ended in a timeout draw. You know, the time of the match ran out.
Wow. It's a timed match.
And he couldn't believe it. He's like, what?
Yeah, he oversells
what?
It. Yeah.
That's funny.
So technically,
you watched the whole match beginning to end?
No, I think it's just like clipped down. It's clipped down to the major moves. And it wasn't a long match to begin with. But I mean, to see this girl, like the earnest look in this girl's face was just incredible.
She's Japanese?
Yeah.
I think I'm turning Japanese.
I think I'm...
That song's about being good in school.
To let me know you're here.
Very good.
Oh, his love grows over the atmosphere. atmosphere.
Wow.
Well, I need to know.
Whoa.
If things are gonna
incredible.
I always thought you'd make a great lead singer of a band.
Thank you.
You would.
That's me overselling.
That's what the...
That's me.
No, Sammy would. That's a little rough.
I'm calling all the angels.
It sounds exactly like Drops of Jupiter.
No. Drops of Jupiter is like...
All right, we're going to California, right?
Yeah, we're going to California this Friday.
And you guys...
But I'm going to do my own thing. So I'm going to rent a scooter as soon as we get there, so I have transportation.
Okay.
And then what if I do this? I sleep in every day till like 11:59. And then 59. I do the pool for 2 or 3 hours.
Okay. At the height of the sun?
I'm out for the rest of the day
until
eating.
Dinner.
Like, I do a lunch and dinner.
Okay.
And then I get home at 7, and I guess I just watch wrestling and bed.
You don't
want to
hang out?
I want to hang out, but, like, what if... I'm just saying, like a general plan.
Well, let's get up early first.
Exact
You're
opposite.
No-selling
no,
my plan.
No.
You're no-selling the
no,
shit out
I
of my
like
plan.
No, I like the plan. I'm just... I just want to, like, a couple tweaks. We get up at 7:59.
Okay.
And we get a couple hours.
East Coast
in the
or
pool.
West Coast time?
West Coast time.
Well, that's like, I don't know how to do math, which is rude for you to try to trick me. But
that's 7:59.
You were tutoring someone in math.
Oh, were you talking East Coast time before? All right, so you get up at 11:59 East Coast time.
You know,
which would be 7:59.
You know that I know that
no,
you
it's
know.
It's 8:59.
I'm joking.
Yeah.
All right, closer. So we get up at 7:59.
Right. Yeah. And then we spend a couple hours in the pool. And then we go to every Jewish deli each day. We hit Langer's one day, Canner's another day.
But what about the stuff you were saying where I was going to be on my own and you hope I'm on my own?
Yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, you're on your own. I like you're...
But we're spending the whole morning together?
No, not necessarily, but...
Yeah, this brings me to my point.
Okay.
Is we live in this society the same thing as saying we live in the real world? Or are they different things?
I think they're different things.
Wow.
But
could you explain a little bit if you can?
I don't know. I never caught on to we live in a society.
You don't?
I know it was from the Joker.
I think it's from Seinfeld.
No, wasn't it from Zack Snyder's Joker that says it?
I think George Costanza says it first. I mean, certainly George Costanza says it before Joker,
okay, sure,
but
sure.
I don't know if that's an original Seinfeld quote.
Well, we live in a society. I'm sure people have said that before, but who made it famous? But why wasn't it big when the Joker movie came out?
And the Joker said it too, but
he
didn't create
it. It was Jared Leto's Joker.
I'm confused.
I don't know either. But no, we live in a society is more about like social contract stuff.
And then I live in a real world is more about friendship stuff.
I live in the real world is more about like being realistic, like being like oh yeah, we can say we're gonna get up at 7:59, but like
I live in the real world,
which is 11:59,
right?
In the real world,
in East Coast time.
What's Zelda's plan?
All right, enough.
Let me know you're here.
You guys should have finished podcast. Raw. I can ruin it for you. You want to know what happened at the end of Raw last night?
Yeah.
You ready for
it?
What was the main event?
Main event was the Rhea Ripley.
No.
And I saw something
Raquel
like
again.
Yeah.
The return of the...
The return of
the anti-jabber.
No etiquette. Just
the return of Nia Jax.
No.
Awesome.
She got let go because she refused to get the COVID jab.
And this is their first time back?
I feel like maybe she was in the Rumble, but maybe not. But yeah, I guess she showed up last night and everyone on Reddit was like, oh, of course, we had to get one more super weird Vince return before right, he lost control. You have any thoughts on that,
so,
TB?
But what did she come out for?
She came out and just messed the match up, so Rhea won.
Right.
My thoughts on it, I have no feelings towards Nia Jax. Yet, I didn't see the work she did before. Unfortunately, all I've heard about Nia Jax was that she's too rough in the ring.
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't like actually fighting her.
She punched Becky in the nose.
No.
But
that projected Becky to the very tippy top.
Oh, that's what it was?
Yeah.
That was the big nose.
It was like SmackDown invaded Raw or whatever. And then it's all the girls fucking going out in the ring at once. SmackDown versus Raw, and then Nia Jax fucking clocks Becky right in the nose full force.
No.
Which causes Becky to get a huge nosebleed. Becky keeps fighting, and then the SmackDown girls run up, when it's over, run up the staircase like how Jey Uso does.
Yeah.
But Becky turns around at the last second with her face covered in blood and does like
puts her
ain't scared, and she looks badass because she's a girl covered in blood. And then she goes to the moon. To the moon.
To the moon.
So I guess you say Nia Jax is chill.
So she's rough in the ring. She's anti-vax.
She's a big lady.
And she's
full-figured woman.
Right.
Rubenesque.
Right. Yeah, I can picture her.
And I think she's Uso.
Oh, I think you're right. I think she's part of the...
Will she join the bloodline?
Anoka Hoa clan or whatever.
I think The Rock's daughter's hot. That's on NXT. You know, she joined a few months ago.
No, which one is she? I watched recently.
She's in some faction. She's in like the goth faction of NXT.
Oh.
For the listeners who don't watch wrestling, The Rock is a wrestler from the Attitude Era from back in the 90s and 2000s that he was really popular back then.
Kevin Hart's friend.
Can you guys name one Rock movie that's good?
Yeah. CIA or whatever
Walk
it's
called. Tall.
Central Intelligence.
You guys hysterical. Like those movies for real?
I'm naming a not comedy. I'm naming one like a bad action movie that I really actually like.
Walk Tall.
Yeah,
which is a remake.
I like that movie. Yeah, I like that movie.
Like that, or like a not Clint Eastwood, but what's his name?
Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson, I think.
Maybe.
But yeah.
Central Intelligence is mad funny.
Central Intelligence. That's
I think I said it before.
Hart.
One time I'm sitting next to Sammy on a plane, he's watching it. And I don't even have headphones in, so like I'm just looking at a screen on mute, and I'm cracking up just at the physical comedy. I was like, "Holy shit, this movie's hysterical! I gotta watch it."
The movie
as
no,
soon as
no
we get
sound.
Out.
Because recently, dying. Like anytime a movie comes out with The Rock and Kevin Hart, the
they
interviews
suck.
They do are funnier than like what's released.
Sure,
it's insane.
Right,
like Jumanji sucked.
No,
hard. I never watched
hard.
It.
No,
sucked
no,
hard.
It did.
Sucked hard.
Wait, what else is there?
Oh, Moana.
Oh, I like Baywatch.
Well,
Moana was huge.
Good.
I like the Baywatch movie personally.
Oh, and
I never
that was
saw.
The Rock. He's in some of the Fast and Furious movies.
I didn't get there yet. No spoilers.
Oh, he's in G.I. Joe.
Yeah, that's.
I don't.
No good,
I didn't see
I
that.
Think. Like I think you honestly like some of the early stuff where. Like early Rock is like akin to like late Nick Cage, where they're just like these like random like low budget action movies. Like I dig some of those.
Mm-hmm.
Like just whatever.
You're a big Scorpion King guy.
Well, Scorpion King, that was
Adam and Maya in Athens.
Yeah,
that's sick.
I have a book to suggest that Mickey bought for me, and I've listened to it. I listened to it audio.
Yeah.
And I've been through it twice. That's how much I liked it. And it's called There's Just One Problem. And it's by the head writer of WWE and he worked for the company from 1999 to 2015.
Wow.
Which is like through the most pivotal years of the empire being built. And there's some amazing, amazing stories.
Wow.
And he ended up becoming really close with The Rock because The Rock was like really cooking after the 99.
Can you smell it?
I can smell it.
Yeah.
I suggest that book to anyone. Even if you're not a wrestling fan, you know, this is a great book to listen to because he's an introvert in such an extroverted world. That it's the situations he gets in are amazing. I'll tell you guys one story from it, okay?
Yeah.
They're on Vince's private plane, the WWE plane.
Yeah.
And for some reason, like, planes back then had no bathroom, okay?
No.
The private planes,
It was a small plane.
Yeah, it was a small plane. It had no bathroom. And essentially, the only way you could really go to the bathroom was... one of the seats up front,
yeah,
actually opened up and converted to a toilet, but right. you had no privacy.
Right.
And he introduces it in the book. He's like, now I'm not going to name this WWE employee that did this,
yeah.
but every 5 minutes he would ask me, are we landing yet? Because I really have to pee. And then he announces this
is
unknown,
a superstar or another writer?
Let him tell the tale.
Unknown person
yeah.
That will not be named due to embarrassment
right.
is on the plane full of wrestlers. Okay, yeah. And he says, there's no greater pain than holding in your pee to a plane full of wrestlers, which is just insane.
Right.
So finally he can't do it. He goes up to the front of the plane and he makes Linda McMahon move.
He like screams at Linda, who's sitting on the toilet seat.
No, no.
She's sitting on that seat, yells at her to move. He can't handle it. And Vince dives from the front of the plane. Because like he was so mortified, everyone runs to the back of the plane right. so this guy could piss.
Well, it's just pee pee.
And then after the whole story, he goes, "Okay, it was Michael Cole."
And then at the end of the book, he said he asked Michael Cole if he could name him on it, and Michael right. Cole's like, "Yeah, fuck it, it happened."
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's very funny.
Yeah, that's a great just story. A little tidbit of the book, folks, and that's a minor story. There's a lot of other incredible stories.
Yeah.
Mamma mia.
What else can we no sell today?
I don't know. How long deep are
What's
we?
What's today? 9:12.
Well, we did cover in the last episode the guy in the hamster wheel.
Right.
Oh, well, we could do it again.
Yeah, which is an insane story. All right. So this guy creates an inflatable hamster wheel, and his goal was to leave Florida, obviously Florida.
Right.
And
Florida, man.
Run essentially all the way to London.
Yeah.
And he was arrested, okay?
Why was he arrested though?
He was arrested because they're just sick of his shit. Like he attempted to do this shit multiple other times.
Yeah.
Like, sounds like they're treading all over him.
So they've had to like do rescue missions to go get him when he was doing other crazy stuff. Yeah. So like one other time his intention was to go from Florida to New York, and he immediately just drifted 30 miles west. I mean 30 miles east into the ocean.
Right.
Like out there. And I like what blows my mind is when he was caught.
Yeah.
The first thing he says, he's like, I'm not getting out of this wheel. And like they're like, get the hell out of the wheel. And he's like, I'm not getting out of this wheel. There's a
How
bomb.
Far did he make it?
I don't even think he got out.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I don't even think. I didn't read in the article that he was right. like X miles out into the ocean right, and they right, met up with right. him. I think they were like, nah. We're not right. letting this happen again. Because the thing is, like, those rescue missions cost a lot of money.
Yeah.
So he was like, there's a bomb on this thing.
Oh, that's why he was arrested.
And then they were like, no, there's no, there's no bomb on this thing. There's right. no bomb on this thing.
Or they're like, oh, you're going to England with a bomb.
Right,
that's
exactly.
What you're saying.
And then he's like, you're okay. I will kill myself if you take me out of this wheel. And at that point, they were sick of his shit. But that.
And they take him down, excessive force?
I don't know. I would assume so. Or they just pop all the balloons in the hamster wheel and it just deflates in sadness.
He doesn't want to be saved.
Leave Is it a suicide be. Mission?
No, I mean it's a feat. It's a wonderful feat of
humanity.
I don't know, but
like the cops didn't arrest the Wright brothers when they were starting,
right? But
they tried to.
Did they?
But they had monster attorneys.
But they had bombs on the plane.
Right.
That was back. That was back when you were allowed to say you had a bomb on an airplane.
Better times.
9/12.
What?
That's.
I have to
know
sell that.
They.
Oh, and then he said, "Like I'm just trying to raise money for police and firefighters."
Yeah, he's a hero.
He's a hero.
He's
so
hero.
He's just pulling everything he's got.
He's
out
like
of the
those
book.
Telemarketers.
Those hero telemarketers. Right.
But what, like, what is the issue with him? Like, he's going to get in the way of a boat?
Definitely.
He's going to sink a boat?
I mean, that's possible.
He's going to sink a boat in his little hamster wheel, a battleship.
No, I don't think he'll sink a boat, but, like, I think having something out on the water...
It's just dangerous.
It's just dangerous.
For people other than himself.
Like, yeah, those billionaires who drowned in the submarine, like, yeah. So tragic. But right. This poor guy, what a fucking asshole. Fuck this poor Zo.
Is he poor? I bet he's got some money.
Honestly, the hamster wheel didn't look expensive.
Sure, but like...
It must be a custom job, though, right?
Yeah, definitely.
We get Taste of China for dinner?
Yeah. I'm down.
Maybe invite a few of your friends? Or not?
Yeah, I'll invite everyone.
No.
Yeah, I'll invite everyone. I'll text them right now.
Raw last night.
No, it's 6:06.
It was very good.
Yeah.
And it's the last episode under the Vince McMahon tutelage.
If Pray I tell me.
That word correctly.
Sure.
That's it, boys. The and McMahon reign is over.
As of today, 9/12. The deal went through 9/11.
Yeah. Two major things happened on 9/11. Now.
Wow. And we'll...
It's pretty crazy, though, that the end of the McMahon era is officially over. I mean, it went from his dad in the 50s.
Right.
All the way till now.
Was it just his dad? It wasn't his grandfather? Was his grandfather in the business?
I don't think so. I think it was his dad. So his dad was part of a territory.
Right.
And then broke off.
Right.
And started WWWF.
Right.
And then it was shortened to WWF. And then
Vince bought it from him in the 80s.
Vince was an announcer.
Right.
Yeah, and then bought it from his dad. He raised the money himself and got...
But it was just a territory thing at that time, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Vince was the one who brought it all together.
Yep. Yeah. And like...
Monopoly.
I don't know if you guys... I watched a bunch... I didn't watch the full episode, but I watched a bunch of clips of Hulk Hogan talking about... He was on Rogan.
Yeah.
And I do think that this is true, that like... Vince McMahon had the balls to go into other territories and start stealing shows and wrestlers, right. Which no one else was doing at the time.
Right, he was a bad guy. He is a bad guy.
I mean, yeah, he like it, bad guy bad. Or visionary.
Well, Seth we live Rollins. In a capitalist society,
right?
And Hogan tells a story where him and Vince like go down to Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
And that was like insane to do.
Yeah.
Like no one goes down and messes with like Spanish wrestling. And they went down and they went to Puerto Rico and they were doing programs as WF.
Yeah.
And then, it's just crazy that he built this empire by just having the balls to go into territories and
buying them
up.
And how much was the sale for to Endeavor, to WNA or whatever?
To Endeavor? I don't know. What was it, like $4 billion
something
or maybe more?
I don't know.
Do you think it was more than Disney... buying LucasArts?
I don't know.
Or Lucasfilm?
I don't know how much Disney bought it. Then.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
I would guess it's less valuable than Star Wars.
Really?
But I don't know at the time.
Yeah.
Like, when did they buy it?
Well,
like, just numbers now are just so crazy.
I think Lucasfilm was sold to Disney for like $3.4 billion. Or no higher than $4 billion, I don't think. We could look it up, too.
Yeah, let's get the Carfax.
I'll get the Carfax.
Thanks.
Or should I oversell the numbers, though?
No. I'm sure the Endeavor deal, because like, it's just crazy. I can't believe the McMahon era is over, and we're like living through it, and we're watching during it.
Over, but like what? I mean, like Triple H, son-in-law of Vince McMahon, is still going to be running creative. Like, you know, Stephanie, Shane, like these, like they're still going to be around, you know?
Like, I don't know, actually.
They don't have...
Because Triple H is creative, and Stephanie has backed out.
Right, right.
And Shane hasn't had anything to do with anything, and now Vince. So
it's
really Endeavor's is running the ship now. And I'm wondering, major changes... I don't know if there'll be major changes, but changes will probably come by 2024. Maybe they'll get a little more edgy.
All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Disney paid $4.05 billion.
Oops.
Okay. Close. You said 3.4.
Endeavor, 9.3.
9.3 billion.
Which now makes, if the, now that Endeavor and WWE are combined, they're like a $21+ billion company.
Holy shit. I mean, they own UFC.
How much money you make?
They own $0 right now.
Correct. We should take a lot of cash for this trip, though.
Failing businesses.
Do you think don't say that. No, we have three crushing businesses.
Oh, right. Don't
know
sell the businesses.
Do you think Endeavor would want to buy these businesses?
Yeah, oh, why not? They'd be fucking retarded.
I'll give them
not
a good
so.
Deal.
Only deal, my friend.
Only $1 billion.
Right. $1 billion. Please. Please. Please.
Well, that was like the joke after Rogan sold to Spotify for $100 million.
Right.
Every podcaster was like, I'll sell for $200,000, you know?
Right.
You'll save $100 million. Like,
right.
You should have got me.
Wait, what did Disney buy Fox for? 20th Century Fox?
My phone turned off.
Oh. Anyway.
Definitely not 4.05.
No?
I don't know. Fox's properties.
Simpsons. Family Guy.
X-Men.
That's film rights to X-Men.
X-Men. Right.
Who did Fox buy or sell? What are we talking
Disney
about?
Disney bought Fox, bought 20th Century Fox and other whatever they're... Yeah, I guess not $4 billion. But I don't know. I mean, they're a huge major movie studio.
But they were... I can't name one good Fox movie recently.
Right, but like properties, they're properties. Can you name a good Paramount?
Disney
movie?
Paid $71.3 billion.
There we go.
What?
I knew. They're like, it's the scale of what we're talking about is totally different. First of all, the Lucas thing, because Lucas is one little thing.
They
right.
got Simpsons
Fox,
and Avatar.
Right. Fox is, I mean, it doesn't even matter, but Avatar is just a drop in the bucket. Fox is like, you know, TV studios, movie studios, properties,
right.
like you know, news stations,
mm-hmm.
like every, like
oh,
all.
Right.
I mean, Fox News was not a part of that. Fox News,
oh,
it was separated.
They need
out.
To keep their
right, but like
agenda.
But Rupert Murdoch, I mean, it's like right. It's just the scale of it is completely different. It's like something that we can't even imagine.
But like $71 billion, like.
Like, just start your own
like
business.
Like, it's going to take, like, well, first of all, if you have $71 billion, why not just retire?
Right. Well, it's the business.
But also, like, how long does that take to recoup? Like, 100 years? Or?
No, like, I mean, they're running the numbers on it. Like movie studios are bringing in billions of dollars a year or whatever, you know.
So why
like
sell if you can recoup it so
just
fast?
Just a few years. Why sell? Because they're done running. I mean, like, or I don't know. I mean, maybe they don't recoup.
What do
best.
You know?
I mean, who knows? I don't know much.
About history.
Don't know much. This is a music podcast.
This is a music podcast.
I thought it was a Ranch Superfan podcast.
Well, speaking of the ranch.
Danny went down.
I honestly don't want to talk about it.
All right. We won't talk about it. I know. You're all torn up about it.
No.
You sent in a letter to the judge.
Well, it was better than that trashy meme you made.
Do you know Ashton Kutcher testified in a murder trial?
Really?
Yeah.
What?
It was years ago, and he was going to, like, an awards show.
Yeah.
And he was, I forgot the name of the actress, he was, like, gonna bring, and he went to her door to pick her up. Because she wasn't picking up her phone. And he looked inside the window and he said he saw a red stain that he thought was like a wine glass stain on the carpet.
No.
And his fingerprints were on the door.
What?
So he had to testify in the murder trial.
And if you want to get to the drama of it, of that story in the court case and this Danny stuff, Danny's ex-girlfriends or maybe ex-wife or something who's like going nuts, like spreading info or whatever, like saying
anti-Danny. Right.
She's also calling out Kelso and I told you the thing where she's like, don't forget he was on speakerphone. I heard the whole phone call that day, that phone call on, and it was the date when Kelso found that dead girl. And
no.
Then she's like, he like saved your that day. He saved you from like going under. So she's like basically implying that like Kelso murdered this girl and then called Hyde to be like, "Yo, what do I do? Like, I kill this girl." And then Hyde's ex girl is like, "This makes me uncomfortable, but I'm not going to break up with you yet. This isn't over the line, but it's real close to it."
Ashton Kutcher's on the stand and he's like, "Damn, Jackie." It's like a butterfly effect up in here.
But like I said, I don't know much about history.
Well,
if you put it like that.
What else can we...
What other song the stuff? Shit out of? So I get... What's the bald surgery you get where they take the hair from the back of your head and put it in the front?
Transplant.
Hair That's transplant. What the celebs do.
Yeah, Joel McHale had three of them, he said.
Well, we don't need to call him out on it.
He openly talks about it.
Boom.
Open transplant user.
Oh, wow.
I guess back in the day when it first started, you would get a huge scar that was like a fat line, and now you still get a line, but it's like a minuscule line.
Mm.
Should we all do that? And then it grows.
It's hard, man.
It's like your own hair, and then it keeps growing.
Right, but
why not?
Because A, it's like
we're all going bald.
It's intense surgery. And I don't know if I want intense surgery to the dome.
No, it's not intense surgery. I mean, is it dangerous? People go, where's the tourist?
Turkey.
People go to Turkey for it because you get hair transplants for cheap, but they're mad good. And like my buddy was telling me when he was on a plane back connecting through Turkey. And it's like literally all men wrapped in bandages. Their heads are wrapped in bandages. Like
for non-religious reasons.
The whole plane. Right. The whole plane.
Turkey is like India and Pakistan? Or it's...
It's like... I mean, it's on the Mediterranean. It's like Greece. It's the closest to Greece, I guess. But yeah, it's like a Muslim country.
I'm afraid of surgery.
More afraid of having a George Costanza hair than surgery?
Because I'm well on my way.
Yeah, like, I mean, soon you're going to lose the hair, too, that they're going to transplant, and it'll be too late.
Oh, is that true? That's what happened to Jeff Bezos?
I don't
know. Like, how come he doesn't have hair? Elon transplants, right?
Oh, yeah, he did a mega one.
Yeah.
There's those pictures of him when he sold PayPal, and like
his
locks
look
incredible.
Like 20,
Bezos like, just so test up that no matter how much surgery he gets, it keeps falling out.
Well, I think it's more of a test of like he has so much money that it doesn't matter if he has hair or not.
I think I read the other day that the test losing hair thing is actually fake news.
The testosterone. Could be wrong.
Maybe that was in a dream.
I don't know.
I from what I've read, because I've just been so paranoid about this.
Yeah.
Like. DHT is what causes your hair to thin because DHT attaches to the bottom of the hair follicle and starves it, right? So DHT attaches to the bottom of the hair follicle and over time it starves the hair.
Right.
Okay, and so your hair gets thinner first and then the hair grows shorter and shorter and shorter until it doesn't grow anymore because it's getting like choked out.
Yeah.
So the concept is that if you have more testosterone in your body, you're going to have more DHT. But what you might have read, Mick, is that it's really like more like genetically how DHT operates in your body.
Yeah.
That you could have high testosterone and high DHT, and it might not just connect and go to your hairs.
Right.
And you know what I mean? But, yeah, I mean... What do? You know, do we just like let it go naturally and just accept our fate?
I mean,
sell out, Sam.
I have a lot of hair.
You do.
It looks good.
It does. I'm jealous. Great. I look at myself, you know, in the mirror, and
what do you think?
It's over.
What?
It's over.
You don't even want to be here anymore.
I don't even want to look at myself in the mirror because I'm going bald so bad.
I don't know. Sad.
I agree.
I have a thick head of hair.
I know.
Sick.
Both you guys do.
Well.
I'm the least bald here.
That's bullshit. That's bullshit.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're more bald than I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you have a patch on the back of your head?
What? No.
Well, hey, let's not bring each other down, fellas. We're all this is a balding support group.
All I'm saying
not an accusatory group.
Calling All Angels by Train is not even on their top 8 singles when you look at Apple Music. How could that be?
Because that band sucks.
Well, obviously, if that monster track isn't in their top 8. I'm calling all angels.
This is a music.
I'm calling all you angels.
This is a music podcast.
Thank you.
This has been Sammy Karaoke. Do you like karaoke, Sam?
I love karaoke.
What's your go-to?
It's going to be...
Train.
Train from now on. Calling all angels. I mean, my biggest go-to, although it needs to be at the right time, it needs to be like towards the end of the night,
mm-hmm.
is Country, Take Me Home, Country Roads. And it's such a good one. Everyone gets in on it. Like, everyone loves it when they don't realize, but like, it's just such a sing-along. Everybody can get in on it. So there's like good vibes when it happens. And it's like sort of right in my range. I can do it. I can hit the twang a little bit. But last time, I guess I veer towards country, my go-tos. The last time I did karaoke a couple weeks ago or just a week ago, I don't know, recently, at Partners in New Haven, Sunday night karaoke at Partners every Sunday. Check it out. This is a New Haven podcast.
True.
Also, check out the White Buffalo while you're at it.
Yeah.
I got no sell that
your
one.
Gaping, vaping needs.
I got no sell that.
No.
Don't come through.
Come through.
We have a sponsor this week.
Come through. Well, I did. What but the song.
Oh, sorry.
The last song I sang.
How bizarre.
Was not that. That would have been a good one, though. Was Carrie Underwood. Before he cheats.
Oh, yeah. You were singing that one in your house.
Yeah. Maybe next time we sing before he cheats.
You're such a sucker for pop music.
It's a good no when they only the big good ones.
I've been listening to a lot of Jerry Rafferty.
That's good.
Hell yeah.
Anyone should check him out.
You got
that's the famous sax line.
He did Baker Street.
Baker Street.
But that whole album is incredible.
I celebrated his whole catalog.
Very good. It's more like a trumpet, but we'll allow it.
Sure. All right. Let's hit us with the sponsor.
Should I do the same one?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a favorite dress on and no one seems to notice?
Oh, actually, do
you no-selled. Hard. That was the hardest no-sell of the pod.
You're right. I fucked
it's
up.
Okay.
All right, start over.
Do you want me to do this one or a different one?
Do you have another one?
I do.
Let's hear it. Sorry.
Really? You don't want to?
No. Hit it. Well, we get that one too, but
we'll do that one a different one.
Right.
Different time?
Yeah.
Have you always wanted to eat like a Viking? You need to get Viking Raiders taters. Grown in the soil of their ancestors, these potatoes punish your taste buds, rape and pillage your bowels, and leave you praying to enter Valhalla. These potatoes aren't an outdated gimmick, but a lifestyle. Viking Raiders taters. Not FDA approved or sold in a supermarket near you.
Hell yeah. I'd love to enter Valhalla.
I can't wait to get my hands on some fucking
can't wait to
Raiders
get my hands
taters.
On Valhalla.
Viking Raiders taters.
Did they send us any for to try?
They sent us nothing.
What? What are we getting for
and
the
we're actually
ad
still
read?
Waiting for the ad payment to go through. It just sits on pending.
So what? God damn it.
Contractually obligated.
What
are you doing this weekend for Bachelor Life?
What?
Just eating out with my boys.
I thought we were going to L.A.
Zelda's gone. Right. Well, not this weekend, but this week. Well,
no. Well, we have the tennis clinic tomorrow night.
Oh.
That I would love for us to all enjoy as a family.
Let's do it.
Or I think DB's going to no-sell it.
We'll see. I'll see how I feel tomorrow.
All right.
No comment?
Yeah, I don't know. Just
where you eat Chinese food and play tennis.
Just waking up at the crack of dawn every day to wash dishes at our other failing business, the Juice Box.
Dude, you're no selling it.
No, well, come through. This is a New Haven podcast.
New Haven podcast.
Come to the Bad Boys of Wrestling.
This guy says your face looks like a cunt. What?
We got it. Somebody wrote in?
Yeah.
And that's what he had to say?
They had to say.
Fuck. They're telling me my face looks like a cunt.
Don't make me supercell. They.
Yeah, come by the Juice Box for some juices, smoothies, acai bowls, avocado toast.
What if we turn to the Hooch Box?
I'll be
just
there.
Start selling booze out of there.
Oh, I'll be there 7:30 a.m. washing dishes all week long.
Viking Raiders taters for sale there?
He's doxing himself.
We're getting Viking Raiders taters in this week.
Ooh.
Once our payment goes through.
Which twin that works there do you like better?
I can't say. There are no twins that work there. I'm going to no sell this one because, you know, they know about the pod, you know? It's like, you know, I can't play favorites on the pod.
You can't.
You hate them both equally, you're saying?
That's right. No, they honestly, our manager was away last week and those twins are the best. They saved our business.
Oh, yeah. Super sold them.
Yeah.
Like, do you genuinely mean that, or are you doing
supercell? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I already told them
pod.
Personally, but they, like,
oh, you did.
Like, we would, you know, they really came through. They worked super hard. We're totally understaffed. If you're looking for a job, come by the Juice Box. If you live in New Haven, you listen to the Bad Boys of Wrestling, and you need a job.
Those are the only requirements, folks.
No, no, sell it like this. Like, hey, like, one lucky winner
right.
gets the cream dream of joining the Bad Boys crew and working
right.
side by side with us.
Come through.
Like, and on top of that, we're going to pay you. So this is like a huge contest. Like,
right.
So good luck to everyone out there.
Good luck.
Have your entries in by this Friday.
Just follow the Juicebox _ official on Instagram. DM us BBOW and you'll be entered.
Oh, I'm going to say now in case I forget. I don't know if you told DB, but yeah. That girl who works for the gay club or whatever, you know, that chick I'm talking about.
Oh, who does their social media?
Yeah.
Tell her we want to talk to her about doing social media for the Juice Box next time she comes in.
We'll do.
Okay. I mentioned it, but I need to
I'll
get
follow
her,
up.
So, yeah. All right, how do we end this?
I thought you were gonna do the rock.
Should
we end it with impressions? Because Sammy thinks impressions are the only funny joke that exists.
Can anyone do impressions? I mean, Shane Gillis's Trump impression.
So good.
Is
I said,
the tits.
Wow, what a big room.
Did you like his new special?
Yeah.
That's great.
More than the first one, even.
No.
Super selling, dude. I'm super selling. Yeah. I mean, the first one was amazing, but this one blew it out of the water.
Wow.
I loved it. I'm super selling.
It was great. And he's got some great Aussie impressions.
I have two suggestions if we rename the pod.
Okay. Let's hear it.
Lips off.
Lips off.
Or
applesauce.
Supercell.
Supercell. Supercell it?
Yeah, it could be supersell it.
Supersell it.
Or
just, what did you say?
I just said supersell.
Supersell. That's
supercell
what, that,
stereo.
No, I think that's
supercell stereo.
We got what do we have? We have superkick stereo. We got three marks
and
the three
snark.
Marks. There was another one.
Why don't you
in
start
there
wearing jewelry?
The beginning that we had.
I don't remember.
Like is. Part of we live in a society that people have to wear wedding rings. It's crazy. You go your whole life without wearing jewelry, and then all of a sudden, every single day.
It is something. I don't know if it's crazy.
It's
I mean,
bizarre.
I like it.
I mean, it's part of the wedding industrial complex, surely.
Right.
Sure.
You know what a lot of people do is they like just keep their wedding ring at home and get one of like the silicone wedding rings that they wear.
Poor people do that.
Or get a tattoo.
I'm rich. I own three businesses. They're super selling it.
He's super selling himself as an asshole. Did you actually text anyone for Chinese?
No. But when we end the pod,
can we get Kung Pao?
Yeah, of course.
Yummy.
Super seller.
So what I was saying was, I'm just so grateful to have you guys in my life. I want to supersell the importance of our friendship. You guys don't have to say anything in return.
What did you say?
I was just superselling how important our friendship is, and then you guys were no-selling it.
Oh. Well, if you were superselling it, then you don't believe it, you're saying.
No, that was like, crowd doesn't know I was superselling it. They think I was normal selling it.
Right. We're just three best friends. Named Mark.
I'm Mark G.
I'm Mark M.
You know, you realize like every time you try to end the pod,
yeah,
you say, "All right, how do we end this?" Yeah. Which is the perfect way to end it.
Right. And then we just keep trailing on for 15 minutes.
All right. What's your favorite color? What does it mean when I was a little kid, my favorite color was black?
Is it?
Yeah. Like I was a little kid and they're like, "Oh, what's your favorite color?" Be like
black,
like my soul.
What did you say? Like your soul?
No, but that was like kind of black. The vibe I was giving off.
What was it? Well, then it just means you were like a dark.
Well, I think even if I said black, like a cute little kid, adults still take it as like that's bizarre.
Weird. Mine was blue. But what is like? It's such a what a silly thing that we do to children. What's your favorite?
I think children
color?
Do it to themselves. I think children have a favorite everything.
But no, because adults ask, "Oh, what's your favorite animal?"
But I would
zoo?
Bet they ask
kids
because
ask other kids that.
No.
When you're on the playground,
They're not pulling it out of thin air.
I think adults do it because it's so popular for kids to do. It's
like when you're growing up,
anything is popular with kids that you push on them.
When you're growing up, your favorite things are really important to you. When you're a kid, it's how you identify the world, and
when you're an adult, nothing's important.
That is totally true. No,
they're asking each other that stuff. What's your favorite animal? Like
yes,
on the playground
yes,
and
but,
stuff.
But they're getting that from certain. No, that is true. That is how they relate. And like that is important to them, and like, because it's like a way of like declaring autonomy. Like this is what I like, know. Like this is my favorite thing. Like my mom's favorite is different. My dad's favorite is different. My favorite thing is this.
Yeah, my favorite but ice like, cream or my favorite.
But they're not. But they latch on to that because it's like an easy stupid thing that stupid adults say to stupid kids. Like,
okay, we're disagreeing with you though. We think that's not. We think the kids.
The kids
came first. Well, like chicken or the eggs.
Well, that's really funny that you guys are wrong.
The chicken came first. What do you want to share? Any other bizarre ideas you have with us?
No.
Also, having blue
idea.
Be your favorite color is very no selling LGBT.
What? No, that's not
very
that's
cis.
Not what I was
normative trying. Of you.
It was just what. Well, I had like in order blue, green, orange. Like were my favorite colors.
You
like
just
I was
threw
like,
them.
Mine
down.
Was the rainbow.
Well. That's very progressive of you. Very gay of
I'm
you.
I'm super
dude.
Selling.
Thanks. But
what
like,
the fuck?
No, you guys are wrong. Adults, everything kids have is because adults don't know what to say to kids, and they're just like, "Duh, what's your favorite? Do you like this?"
I do the old, how old are you? 21, and they're like, and I'm like, "Oh, where do you work?" And they're like, "I don't," and I'm like, "Oh, what's your wife's name?" But now I feel like it's weird to do the wife's name thing because everyone's trans.
Well, you didn't do that. We were at the beach.
And I didn't do it because I dropped it.
We were at the beach the day before Labor Day. And this little
that kid was the best response I ever got
so
to it.
Funny, yeah.
I'm like, what do you mean don't work? He's like, "I'm a kid."
Right. He's like, "Oh, where do you work?" Like Max is asking this little kid where he were, who like wandered over to us because their little dog ran over.
Okay.
And is like a little doesn't matter, I guess, but and he's like, "Oh, where do you work?" And he's like, "I don't work." And he's like, "What do you mean you don't work?"
There you go.
I'm a kid. Like he couldn't believe it. Right, like I'm so stupid.
Right, yeah. Right. Like
so good.
You don't understand.
Like hello, I'm a kid.
I was trying to tell this kid the other day that I'm a kid also because I don't have kids yet. And like, so I'm a kid until I have kids. And he's like, no.
And he's like, you're stupid.
Like, you're an adult. And I'm like, well, how old do you think I am? And he's like, 20 something. And I was like, yeah, boy.
20 something with a head of white hair.
All right. How do we end this? Take us out, DB.
All right, folks. Thanks for coming by. We covered a lot of important ground today. Mm-hmm. Got some wrestling in there. The end of the McMahon era. We had a lot of train songs in today's episode.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, if you guys ever want to go to karaoke with Sammy, you know what you're in for now. Thanks for coming by. I'm DB.
It's me, Sammy.
And it's me, of course, Mickey.
And thanks for checking out the show. See you in the next one.
And before then?
Don't bother us.
Oh. Okay.
See you by and by.
In a fortnight. Not the game, of course.
Starfield.
Should we wrap it up?
Hit it.